What's up, you guys? It's your girl Anna with the Undateable Chick Podcast. Undateable Chicks! Woo! Woo! All right, guys. So tonight we got a special guest. We got my best friend, hey. Ebony Smith. Let's give it up for her. Woo! All right, y'all. So tonight is the night that we talk about the tea, honey. The tea. No. Thy D. All right. So basically, what we're going to be discussing is, do you know where your D's been? And what I mean by that is, we're not talking about relationship. Not talking about cheating per se. We're actually talking about when you're dating someone and y'all are intimate. Do he tell you that he's sleeping with other women? And do you discuss with him if you're sleeping with other guys? I think it's fair to each individual to know if they are sharing spirits with someone. And that's just what, you know, what I think on that. So what about you? What kind of stories you got behind something like that?
Oh my goodness. I think it's very important to know if the person that you're talking to is talking to someone else, because as far as sharing spirits, that is very real. Mm-hmm. Actually, it might be so real where you might be finding yourself actually competing with a spirit and you're doing the same things. Y'all might end up doing the same things, almost like basically sharing spirits. I have a story to tell.
Turn up. Tea time, y'all. Y'all listen up.
I won't say any names, but I was talking to a guy and he wasn't so much into titles. I was, but at the time, you know, we were doing everything like we were in a relationship. So I didn't get too caught up on the title because at the end of the day, that was my man. until, you know, it seemed like at any time I would talk about this dude, there was a story, whoever I was talking to. To him about or talking about, they would always have a story to tell. So, you know, of course that made me feel uncomfortable, and I would go back to him, talk about it, and he would lie, of course.
You know they do.
Until one time I can't remember how I found out about her. If she messaged me or what. But it came to a point to where me and this girl was basically competing for this dude. Like, we knew each other. We knew of each other. And it just got crazy. And of course, like, talking about it, it's like, what the hell was I thinking?
It was the D, guys. Yeah, it was the D. Right?
But no, like, me and this girl, we would literally, like, if I was at dude's house, I would take pictures at his house and post them on Facebook just so girl could see. And she would turn around and do the same thing.
I hate him.
She would do the same thing. Like, this dude had us going, like, oh no, that's he had us really competing for him. So one day, me and him were supposed to meet up, and all of a sudden the plans changed. So because they changed so sudden, I was like, oh no, something is not right. Let me ride by his house. Mm-hmm. Roll by his house. Who do I see on the porch? It was him and her. So I get out the car, because my excuse for going over there was, oh, I'm bringing you some stuff or whatever, right? So I get out the car. Here's your so-and-so, whatever it was that I had. And a girl was looking just surprised, and I don't know. Me, I think I'm too cool to be acting all goofy sometimes. I'm not saying that I haven't, but you know, sometimes I am in that space where I'm too fly for this shit, you know what I'm saying, Trina. But so I got out the car, I was fine, but she was all rah-rah. And I was just thinking, like, this, like, you knew what was going on, just like I knew what was going on. Why are you mad at me? Like, first of all, we both looking stupid competing on Facebook. Oh, like, we both looking dumb as hell.
Dumb shit.
So, but yeah, she got real ugly. Long story short, I want to say the next day, we were all on the phone. Me, him, and her were on the phone.
Not three way.
And yes, and me and her was telling him that he needed to choose. Bruh. Y'all know what this nigga told us? He said, we need to choose.
I'm sick of him.
He said, we need to choose.
Hell no.
So at that point, I think, I know it's not a black and white issue, but how did a flash, that's what it was, a get out. When he said that, a flash happened with me. I said, oh, you know what? You so right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose. And the funny thing is, I spoke to him, I don't know how, it was a little while after that. And he basically told me, like, damn, like, because she was trying to go so hard for him, and because I dropped him or whatever after that, he was like, dang, I fucked up. And the thing was, me and dude, we had been rocking for a while. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And here she come on and doing little extra shit, you know. And I guess after all of that, after the whole competition between me and her, the Facebook pictures, yeah. all that stuff stopped. Mm-hmm. When I bounced, mm-hmm. whatever it was that she was doing for him, she calmed it down. She wasn't doing no more of that no more. Yep. And eventually fell off. And mm-hmm. here he come. What was he doing?
Yep.
Came crawling back to me. And what I tell him? I chose. Mm-hmm. I chose my
that's
path.
That's
bye.
Crazy. That's crazy that guys do that. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, it's important to discuss, even if it's not sex, just talking like, hey, I know that we just talking, we're not girlfriend or boyfriend, but are you talking to somebody else? Are you like trying to get to know somebody else? Because I need to know I need to know what mm-hmm. I need to do. Because I don't stop talking to everybody for you. Okay. Yeah, that's crazy. Go ahead, what you say? Yeah.
Oh, because these STDs, they're real.
Girl, STDs and HIV is the scariest shit going on right now. At the end of the podcast, I'm gonna let y'all hear my little song I had made up for a project I did at school, whatever. Relating to how do we reach the youth when it comes down to STD HIV prevention. So I wrote a song on Future Beat, which is the wrong person because he raw dog everything. But I wrote a song, and you know, one of my Arcanets, y'all know my Zeta, she reached out to me and said that song played in her head when she was about to engage in a sexual activity without a condom. And she ended up not even having sex because the story I told in the lyrics. So that made me feel good that my song actually reached out to she's 18 now, but she was 16 when I wrote that song. And I thought about nothing but my age when I was 16, and then my friend's age is 16. We had sex education. They don't have sex education like that no more, like we did when I was in school. So if kids don't know, of course things gonna happen. They gonna continue to happen until the government and whoever else funds these different programs in school, until they do something about it. But anyway, that's another note. I'm gonna share my story with Knowing ID. Okay, so y'all already know who I'm talking about. Ones who have been in tune with the show since day one. The person who helped me, he gave me the influence to do this show, because I literally thought I was undateable dealing with a person like that. Yeah, so, oh boy, we didn't call his name. Y'all already know him, but I ain't gonna call his name or whatever out of respect for somebody else. My boo thing. But anyway, yeah, so he basically, the whole time we was together, he was being very consistent, doing everything that I thought a relationship, you know, should be doing, but we weren't in a relationship. It was no titles on it. However, this man was spending all his time with me. He don't even live in the state. He live in South Carolina. So he was traveling all the way down from South Carolina to come see me every weekend. And it got to the point where he was like, he wanted to meet my kids. Like, that's how serious it had got. But you don't want me to be your girlfriend, or you don't want to be my man. So with that being said, you're not about to meet my kids. You feel me? But anyway, long story short, y'all, he was doing everything, and I thought that it was leading to something else. And what had happened was the ex-girlfriend, he told me they was broken up and all of that, pops up on social media. And he twirled her around at the goddamn beach. Mind you, y'all, niggas ain't shit. This nigga texted me a picture of him on a damn boat. I'm about to go on a cruise, baby, just in case you try to call me. I ain't even do nothing. Like, why you send me that picture And then you post on your Instagram, you twirling this bitch around. All right. So let me back up just a tad bit. Before that, I had went to an event. I was a model in a show here. And another girl, he stated, told me that it was just his friend or whatever. She was a model in the same show. So I was like, oh, I need to link up with her because you say that's your friend. Like, link us up so we can do a calendar or some shit together. You feel me? Because she's a pretty girl. And he was like, yeah. So that's my friend since I was in high school, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm excited about meeting the girl, right? Mm-hmm. And so we actually meet up. And when the girl, she was cool at first. And then once we started talking, because I'm flirting, I'm putting my arms on him and her, because we fucking, like, I don't know what else to do, but, you know, I was doing all that, and she peeped game. And when she peeped game, she started being mad nasty to me, and so I was like, okay, so they fucking, like, that's just it, they fucking. And I just could not believe the balls of this guy introduced the both of us. Like, niggas ain't shit, dog. When I tell y'all they ain't shit, they ain't shit. And so, basically, I asked him, I said, you and her got something going on? And he was like, nah, why you say that? I said, because she just, when I held your arm, she started being rude. Like, she started, like, being, she switched off her niceness and started being rude. And he was like, no, I don't have nigga, that's my best friend. I would never do nothing like that. I don't sleep with my best friend. And I was like, okay. So, the girl stopped replying to my text messages, and then she blocked me on social media. I've been following this girl since, like, before I knew him. Mm-hmm. You feel me? He got to me through her page. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, because I commented on her stuff. And so she blocked me, and I'm like, damn, bitch, I was a fan. The fuck? But okay, she blocked me from whatever. And so I haven't talked to her or whatever. So fast forward to now, not now this month, but a couple months ago. You know, he sent me a picture telling me, hey, I'm going on a cruise, babe. You might not be able to get in contact with me or whatever. Sent me a picture of him on a cruise. And I was like, oh, okay, well, have fun. I'm thinking that he with his family. Mm. You feel me? Goddamn, 2 days later, I see him twirling his bitch on fucking Instagram talking about celebrating her birthday. Bitch. When I tell you me and old girl caught our face, we had egg on our face, because he didn't post that girl. He didn't post that girl for a long time on his page. Mm-hmm. And so I went to her page just to see. Well, I asked my friend to, because you know, y'all, when you block, you can't see a lot of shit. So I went through my friend's page, and she went on there. She said, oh, bitch. She posted a half-naked picture of herself and said, I don't come second. And my dumb man said, well, I need to put I don't come third because I feel left out.
So, but did the girlfriend who he was with, does she know about y'all?
Okay,
or what?
Backing up. We're going to back all the way up. This fool calls me one day. This when I realized that he was full of shit. And that, you know, him and the girl situation was more than what he was trying to say it was. He calls me, it's like, he's like, boss lady. I'm like, who the fuck? You don't call me boss lady? Mm-hmm. I said, what's wrong? He FaceTimed when he said it. I said, what's wrong? He said, I need you to explain something to him. Tell this girl, I ain't gonna call her name. Tell her that we just cool, we friends. And I was like, why you say that? He said, she gonna call your phone and she gonna ask you. And I said, why I gotta take up for you? You know we ain't just friends. Well, we weren't just friends. Mm-hmm. And I know we ain't dealing with each other now, but you know that wasn't the mm-hmm. case. And I said, you want me to lie to her? He said, I'm in a fucked up situation right now, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I said, all right. I said, what you gonna do for me? And so he said, what you want me to do? I said, check a text message. I said, my cash out. Bitch, if you want me to take up for me, I need my money.
True.
You feel me? I shut the fuck up. Give me my money. Give me coins. You feel me? But it's not saying I wasn't hurt, because I was very hurt by it. But, you know, at the end of the day, what I cannot do or what I cannot come in between is love. Love is a very, very powerful thing. And if you truly love somebody, she accepting every fucking thing he does. They live together.
I'm pretty sure you weren't the first. One.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not the first, and I'm not going to be the last. And he's a whore. Like, that's what he do. And so, anyway, yeah. So, she called my phone, and I guess I'm a fan of hers too. This ain't no, this bullshit. But I'm a fan of hers too. And I ain't no fucking body. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So,
you are somebody.
I'm somebody. I'm just not. I'm just not a body on social media. So she's a social media girl too or whatever. And she called my phone and it'd be like, bitch, I love your videos. Like, I really like your, you funny as shit. Like, I want to say that, but I couldn't mm-hmm. say that. And so she was like, yeah, I just need to know. She said, we share a phone bill and your number pops up a lot. Text messages and y'all talk on the phone all the time. I was like, oh, yeah, that's my friend. I said, we was working together. And she was like, oh, okay. She said, but y'all talk too much for y'all to just be friends. I said, we text memes to each other all day. Have you seen the text messages? And she was like, no, he deleted them. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, no, I ain't got nothing going on. I got a man, so I ain't got nothing going on with him, whatever. And so she was like, okay, thank you for being honest. And then she was like, I'm going to call the next one. So I did that, and I didn't speak to him ever since. And then so I got somebody I'm talking to seriously or whatever, and I posted him on my social media, and then this boy came out of nowhere cursing me out. How dare you disrespect me? We ain't supposed to do like that. I don't post her. You ain't supposed to post your man. I'm just like, what the f- what? Are you for real, dog? Like, I laughed. I thought it was hilarious. And he literally been liking all the pictures and like all the pictures of me and my new boo. And I'm just like, you know, guys have issues. Like, I don't mental issues. How you gonna have a whole girlfriend, a side chick, and then you got me, the third string along. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even playing the damn football. I'm just sitting on the bench right this motherfucker because I don't know what the fuck going on. And I'm the oldest one. Get the fuck out of here. Girl. You got all this shit going on, and you want me to just bow down and be with you. Nigga, I'm not a glorified side chick, and your ass ain't got enough money to for me to do that right. shit. If you had money, maybe we could talk about it. Maybe. But you ain't, it's like, it's not, like, I'm better than that. I'm more than, I'm a fucking wife, my nigga. Like, that's just it. I'm a good-ass woman, and I'm a supportive woman. And I got a lot of great attributes just to be sitting on the side and being somebody's second choice. And then he said that shit to me, too. He said, he literally, when I tell y'all, he was so mad. He kept calling my phone. I didn't answer it. So I was at work, and he FaceTimed me. He said, he texted me, like, it's important, please answer. So I was like, okay, so I answered it. And I was like, what's up? And he was like, man, my heart is broken, and I love you, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? Like, I'm just confused at, you know, people's actions. So, but with all that being said, y'all know that D. Because those spirits, I was in the soul tie with that boy. And I had no idea about them other women. I really didn't. I was so dumbfounded by a lot. Because I would believe in everything he said. I'm one of those people, like, I'll believe you until you give me a reason not to. I'm going to believe. If you tell me the sky green and I could be looking at that shit and that shit blue, I'm going to believe what the fuck you said. You feel me? Until you give me a reason not to. And that's exactly what happened with that. So, with spirits, it took me, I'm gonna say, it took me like 30 days to get rid of him. I literally had to clear my brain from him, unfollow him on social media. I could not see his pictures. I could not talk to him. Every time he texted me, I would ignore him. And he would try to reach out to me and stuff, and I would not be responsive. And I cleared myself. I'm a Sagittarius, so I get over shit real quick. You feel me? I really just be having to have something else to do, and then I'd be over the situation. But that was fucked up. Know that D. Know what spirits are being entered into your body because. When it can affect everything about you.
You'll find yourself confused.
Yeah. Yeah. You full of spirits and you don't know why the fuck. You don't even wear makeup and you put on makeup and you like, what the fuck? It went you. It's the bitch he was fucking before you spirits on you. He's still fucking with her. Like, y'all got to be real, real, real serious about stuff like that. And then the number one thing is STIs, STDs, and fucking HIV out here. Just fucking, this shit is horrible here.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And then these niggas have them sleeping with niggas too. So it's just like, what women have to, like, we really have to, like, bow down. And I really don't be meaning bad when I be asking guys that I'm talking to are interested in me. I'm like, you sleep with men? You sleep with men too? Why would you ask me that, bitch? Because y'all do that shit.
Yeah.
And y'all think y'all sleep with men and y'all not gay. But in reality, you are. And we all know that the highest percentage of HIV comes from gay black males. That's where the highest percentage is. So, with that being said, if I notice, I need to know what the fuck you doing. You feel me? And if, be honest, if you've ever fucked a man, tell me. And I'd be just like, you ever fucked a man? Like, best friend type shit. And soon as they say, yeah, I'd be like, okay, then. Take my merry old bald head ass on, so I ain't got time for that shit.
Well, I'm not going to say, I do kind of, this morning on the radio, I'm going to say it. This morning on the radio, they was talking about the percentage of, I guess, how blacks compared to all other races or ethnicities have the highest percentage. But you know what? I don't know. I'm not a scientist, you know. I just know what I read. But I also know that the facts are, it's going to show up like that if white people don't allow them, so the people that come and test for HIV and all that stuff, they don't allow that kind of stuff in their neighborhood.
Right.
At least that's what, well, you know, that's what
when I say the highest number is here in Atlanta. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's where I'm at. But overall, yeah. No. When you think about the statistics, overall, the initial, I'm sorry to put it out like this, but the initial HIV came, it was designed by the government to get rid of the gay community. That's where it was designed for. And the first people that started having it was gay white males. Mm. That's when the first people started having
it. That's in the history.
And then they brought it to our community. And then they started doing, you know, y'all ever heard of Break the Book? Y'all know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when they try to take the masculinity from the black man by having sex with them. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. And that's how it got into our community. And with all the social media and all that kind of stuff that's going on, and young boys being molested as a child by their goddamn uncle and shit like that, they confused. They don't know. I have gay friends. I show nothing but love to that community. But I'm, you know, speaking on what I know and what, well, not really what I know,
the
but
the
facts. The download stuff.
Living your truth.
Yeah, just be who you are. If you're going to be gay or you want to sleep with me and that's what you want, that's what you love, do you. But don't bring innocent people in, innocent lives, like women who are dumbfounded sometimes. A lot of women don't ask for tests. I do. Mm-hmm. I do. And if you weren't afraid to talk about sex stuff with me, sex consequences, you can talk about fucking me, but you can't talk about have you had an AIDS test or HIV test. Well, bitch, we can't talk.
Right.
And I'm using condom. And I got my own condoms, bitch. You ain't even got the brain none. I got some. Like, I feel like that should be the next step in us protecting ourselves. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many students, when I was doing, I had a little girl group called Girl Talk when I lived in Macon, and how many kids, Girl Talk is a platform for girls to come talk about whatever they want. No judgment, no nothing. And unless it has anything to do with life or death, that's the only time I share information with their parents. And they sign a waiver for that. Mm-hmm. You know how many of my girls were diagnosed with STIs when I was there? And one of them got pregnant. And I realized, because back then I was promoting abstinence. Mm-hmm. Trying to keep them from having sex. But that's not the way to go. Mm-hmm. They're going to have sex. They just need to know the importance of protecting yourself. The importance of, you know, hey, you get this and something. You can't get a lot of STDs, you can't get rid of. And it's so bad as getting new strains and all that kind of stuff that's coming out. That antibiotics ain't curing, baby. Ain't shit curing. You just got it.
Yeah. It's new STDs and STIs.
Every day. Every day. So, you know the ID, ladies. Know the ID, fellas. If y'all listening to the show, know who you sleeping with. Know your status. And even if it's a status you don't want to know, at least you know that shit. And now they got so much medicine now, you undetectable. And when you undetectable, that means you can't pass along to your partner. It's a good chance that, it is an awesome chance that you can live a healthy life living with HIV. Yeah. You know, so it's a, you know, I know it's a bad situation, but there's always a sunny side to every situation. Mm-hmm. And that's just how you look at it. So that's why it's important to know your status. And anybody who's sneakily doing something, oh, I ain't out in the open, you don't want to mess with them. You don't want to mess with them.
They got something to hide.
Yeah, of course. Women, be very cautious of that stuff. Be cautious. And y'all can't go get a test together. You don't need to be letting them in your drawers, girl, because your pussy is precious, baby. Mm-hmm. All right? So the next subject we're going to be talking about is going to be dealing with crazy exes, but we're going to take a brief 5-minute break. Y'all know I got to let my mic cool off, and we'll be right back. All right, you guys, we are back. All right, so we left off, we were talking about dealing with crazy exes. I'm pretty sure most of us has had a crazy ex, or probably not. Maybe you got lucky and didn't have no crazy ex. But I know I did. So I can just talk about my ex who I was engaged to be married to. I broke up with him over a year ago. And y'all, this situation just happened on Sunday. So, basically, in a nutshell, I broke off the engagement because he was invited some girl. He said it was his hairstylist to our engagement party. She wrote me on Facebook and told me that they were fucking and that she's still gonna fuck him after we married. And I was like, oh, okay, this is. I don't fight. I don't argue. I usually just hit that bitch with a bottle, but she wouldn't even work the bottle, y'all. She was through, and she had no comb by herself, obviously. Anyway. That happened. So with that said, y'all can't trust you. And I'm sorry, bro. I'm not even finna try to deal with that. Next thing that happened with him was he lied about a lot of stuff in his past. He literally put on the front on me, to me, for about a year. Me pretending to be somebody he really wasn't. And I mean, honestly, I'm all about the truth. If I wanted to be with a rich man, I'd be with a rich man. That's facts. Well, I can get one if I wanted one. You feel me? So a man's financial background, yeah, he need to have something, but I'm not looking for no fucking millionaire. I'm not looking for that. It'd be nice to have one, but that's not what I desire. I'm willing to work with my man to come up. You feel me? So anyway, he lied about that. Then the next thing, the final straw was my baby was 2 years old at the time. And y'all know y'all hear about all these women leaving their men, leaving their kids with their boyfriends and shit, and kids end up dead. See, I ain't finna have none of that shit happen. I ain't leave my kid with him, but we were out shopping and she's 2 years old and she's just two. That's just how they do. They were all sitting on the bench. I walked inside the store. And when I came back out, my baby was screaming to the top of the lungs. I had never seen my baby cry like this before, ever. And she like little light, like she not light skinned, but she like light brown. And you can see this man whole handprint on the side of my baby arm. He done hit my baby repeatedly to the point where he left a mark on her. Mm-hmm. And so I asked, I said, what did she do? I told her to sit down and she was running around. I said, did she run in the street? No. I said, what she running it? On the sidewalk. And I just thought to myself, like, when if I had left my baby at home? When you don't have no right. We hadn't had no discussion about you putting your hands on my kid. I don't even whoop my kids like that. My children do calisthenics. I take things away from them and they do punishment. I don't do corporal punishment, but I don't hit them. I do not hit my kids because I was beat as a child and it made me an angry human being. I don't want that for my children. Yeah, they do something bad, I'll pop them. But there's a fine line between spanking a kid and straight up just hitting their ass like they grown folks. Mm-hmm. And you just thought grown men don't have no business putting their hands on a goddamn kid. I don't care what it is. So when that day happened, I said, nah, then it was already building up. You feel me? And I had to do it gradually because, you know, people are very sensitive. And the fact that he gave me a ring and all that stuff, he thought he had me. And a lot of dynamics changed in our relationship during that short period of time. And I just asked God, was it me overthinking or was this really not for me? And when it was realized and what was put before me that it wasn't for me, I had to let it go. And that's what I did. I gave him his ring back. I told him, I can't do this no more. I said, it's a lot of things that we need to work on with ourselves. If we get back together in the future, that so be it. But for right now, I think we need to break up. And he asked me, you know, was it another person? I was like, no, it's not another person. I just feel like we both not ready. And what I mean by us not being ready, you faked the funk with me for a long damn time. And then when I finally see the real you, I know I can't be with somebody like that. Mm-hmm. I know I can't. And so anyway, long story short, he kept trying to reach out to me. I would talk, give him benefit of the doubt talking to him, but then I realized that I was giving him hope because he would ask me things like, can we be sexually active and stuff like that. And I'm like, bro, no, I'm not. Once you're I can't do you no more. I don't even do my kid's father, so that's just it. I'm sorry, once your ex, you're gone. That's just it. You can never touch me again. And so I basically tried to like tell him I can't talk to him no more. And again, he asked me, was another person? I'm like, no. I just feel like I'm giving you hope and it's not gonna happen. I know I'm not gonna be that with you. And so he was like, okay, I understand. So he said he understood, yet he started popping up at my mom's house, sitting in front of her door, waiting for me to come there. I was never coming there. I live in Atlanta. My parents live in Macon. And so it got to the point where I saw him start ghost watching my social media pages. First, I was deleting every time I saw it. Deleted and blocked it. But I got tired of doing this. So I just let him see whatever the hell he wanted to see. And I started getting like text messages because I blocked his number from my phone because he cursed me out about something. I can't remember. Or he said something. I can't remember. But it was something I did. Like, I blocked him and I told him, don't contact me no more. And so I started getting random text messages of me being called a bitch. You fucking whore. You're a slut. I know you sleep around with everybody and all kinds of shit. And I'm like, who is this? Like, and then they sent me a picture, like a nude picture of myself that I know I had only sent to him. And I called his name. I'm like, why would you do that? Like, I would never do nothing like that to hurt you, you know? And so he said, I'm gonna put this on the internet so people know who you really are. And I said, well, you're not really doing that because, I mean, I post half naked pictures of myself. So your point won't be, like, nobody's gonna give a shit because I'm already on the internet like that. So what's the fucking point? Like, what are you doing there? I posted myself in a swimsuit. Even though it's a swimsuit, it's a panty and bra. So that's what y'all got on the internet. So whatever. So he basically taught me that, called me out my name, then he told me he was gonna fuck me up. That's a number that I don't want nobody to fuck me up. Don't love me that much, baby, to fuck me. You wanna fuck me up. So he said that to me. I blocked him, I called the police, kept going to my mom's house to the point where one day she had left her door open, had the screen door locked, and he literally snatched the door open, just walked to my mom's house, grabbed a beer and sat on the sofa, and she had to call the police for him to leave. That kind of stuff.
What?
Crazy ass part, I'm telling you. So I called him, I said, do not go to my mom's house no more. Like, she don't want you there. Leave her alone. Man, your family going, oh, that my law. Some shit said, I'm like, no, nigga, nobody likes your ass. Get the fuck away. You have burned your bridges. When you fuck with me, you fuck me over, you fuck my family over. They not fake like that. If I don't fuck with you, they not gonna fuck with you. That's just point blank, period. They not gonna do that shit. And so, anyway, y'all, we're gonna fast forward to Sunday. So Sunday, I noticed his car parked outside my mom's house up the street. And I said, look at this damn fool. And I'm scared. I'm honestly scared because what crazy person spend their time stalking somebody else that don't want them? And he rolled down the street a couple times. My mom was like, just ride in the car with me. You don't need to drive nowhere by yourself. And I was like, okay. So I rode my mom that whole day. We went to church and went and got something to eat. And then we got to shops at River Crossing, which was in Macon, shopping center. We went to go take family pictures. So I'm getting the kids out of the car. I put my daughter and my nephew on the sidewalk. And I walked around the car to get my other nephew out the car. And I felt like a zoom, like ride right past me. And I turned around and it's him. He tried to hit me with his car. And so my mom like screamed, like, get off the road like that. And I was so fucking scared that I just stood there. Like, I could have probably been hit if he had backed up or moved or anything. I just stood there because I was so frightened. And so I ain't saying that. I couldn't believe it. And so I was still in shock and I wasn't talking a whole lot because it's like, I don't understand the motive. Just because I broke up with you, it's not like I cheated on you. It's not like I stole anything from you. It's not like I hit you. I didn't do nothing bad. I simply broke up with you because we are not for each other. That's just it. You are not the man I thought you was. You faked it. You faked it out with me. And that's not my fault. That's your fault. So that night, I knew something was going to happen. I didn't know what it was, but I knew something was going to happen because I woke up at 2:00 in the morning. I couldn't go back to sleep. And I kept hearing a dog bark, but our dog is in the house. So it wasn't him, it was somebody, a dog outside. But then it ain't no dog outside. We don't have neighbors. So it was just weird. Woman's intuition is everything. I knew something was going to happen. And I started feeling real ill. And when I woke up the next morning, all of my tires were flat on my car. And I had graffiti all over on the side of my car. I knew it was him. I don't have friends in Macon. All of my friends are in Atlanta, Florida, Alabama, Columbus. I don't have nobody I talk to in Macon. I don't have no beef with nobody. I don't have spats with people. I don't talk to the people there. So there's no, I don't even live in Macon. Haven't lived there in over 2 or 3 years. So for something to do that, somebody to do that to me, and for me to get a threat the previous day saying they're going to fuck me up, who else would I have thought it was, you know? So I called him and went off. I'm like, why did you do that to my car? What did I do to you that bad that you felt like you had to damage my vehicle? I didn't do it. Yes, you did. Nigga, who else did it? I don't have no beef with nobody.
Yeah.
Who else did it? You. And you're the only person that know where my mom lives. You did it. So then I hung up. I said, it's okay. I said, blessings be with you. And that's it. And I said, you'll get what's coming to you. And best believe, please will be there because he's an idiot. My mom has cameras. So we see his dumb ass doing the shit. Okay. So anyway, that's besides the point. So we get to, I end up coming back to Atlanta. My blood pressure was so fucking high. I'm stressed out. I just started reading the Bible because I didn't know what else to do. I need some peace at that moment. And I started getting calls back to back, 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 back to back. Now, I've shared stories with you guys before about my previous relationship where I was in a relationship for like 6 months and it was a domestic violent relationship where this boy was jumping on me and shit like that. So that's the kind of stuff he used to do. He used to call my phone repeatedly and gave me damn post-traumatic stress disorder, panic attacks and stuff. And that's what this my ex-fiance did. So I just started having flashbacks of that situation that I was in. I thought I had escaped for it and from. And I would have never thought in a million years I'd be back in a similar situation with somebody like that. So anyway, he called my phone. I finally answered the phone. And he's like, why the fuck you ain't answering the phone for me? I'm like, bro, we not together. You damaged my car. I didn't do that. I told you I ain't do that shit. I said, yes, you did. I have your camera. When I said that, He said, well, ain't nobody gonna believe y'all. I seen them cameras. They ain't worth shit. They ain't nobody gonna know that I did it. And I said, you're admitting to me right now on the phone. Who gonna believe you? That's what he said. And he said, I put a tracker on your car. I know where you live at. I'm gonna show up one of these days. Just wait. And then I'm gonna really fuck you up. So I would never in a million years thought that somebody who once said they love me would go to that extreme to try to hurt me. Especially when I've never even raised my voice at this man. I never even cussed at him because I felt like he deserved better than that. He's a good man. He just ain't the man for me. You feel me? So that's my crazy ex story, y'all. He done fucked my car up. Thankfully, I got a new dude who helped me out with my tires and all that shit. But I still got graffiti on the side of my car. And I look like I was messing with somebody, man. That's what my car look like. was Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I think it's very important that people know the importance of it. Even guys who have been in a relationship with abusive, controlling women, like, get out. Because as you can see, I was going to say people don't have them to lose, but he got everything to lose and he's still trying to mess with me. Mm-hmm. And I literally don't even live in the same city as him. He's still calling, stalking me. And now he's probably going to go to jail for aggravated stalking because he won't leave me alone. Even though the police have told him to leave me alone. They got him on camera fucking with my car, vandalizing my car. He keeps saying it with him, but bitch, we know it's you. You used somebody who was in a burgundy car. You used their car, and you came and did that. But it's okay. It's cool. You know what? Because at the end of the day, karma's a bitch. And I know I be wanting to get folks back myself, but I really don't be having to, like...
He get them way better.
Like, I can do some messed up stuff to your car, but it's gonna benefit me temporarily. I'm still gonna feel horrible, but if something really bad happened to you, it's gonna be because God did it. It won't be because of me. So yeah, that was my crazy ex story, y'all. These boys are crazy. They wild. A grown man vandalized my car. I thought women only did that. I didn't know men did that crazy stuff.
That's crazy. That's real bitch, man.
Ain't it? Bitch, nigga. That's wild. Okay, y'all. So, we're going to hand the floor over to Ebony. She has an awesome business that she want to talk to you guys about. What she do on the side. Because you know, Atlanta women, we always got a side hustle. So, I'm going to give the floor to her.
All right. Hey y'all, so I don't know if many people have heard of it, but it's this new thing. It's a $1 trillion market. It's 4X. I am a part of the IML Academy. Basically 4X is so easy and people get so scared of it. They think it's a scam. And all it really is things that it's just, you have to relearn things that you've already learned. Shapes, patterns, trends, charts, and that's really all it is. Forex is also known as foreign exchange or currency trading. It is decentralized. It is a decentralized global market where the entire world currency trade. The Forex market is the largest liquid market in the world with an average daily trading volume exceeding $5 trillion. All of the world's combined stock markets don't even come close to this. But some people do want to know, what does that mean? I guess if you travel overseas or done anything else like that, you have made a Forex transaction, transferring your dollars into euros if you've been to Europe. And the difference between actually the being in stocks and Forex trading is stocks is shares, whereas Forex is just straight cash. An example will be, first off, with the market this large, finding a buyer when you're selling and a seller when you're buying is much easier than in other markets. Maybe you hear on the news that Europe is devaluing its currency to draw more foreign business into its country. If you think that trend will continue, then basically you make a Forex trade by selling the European currency against another currency. You could just say the U.S. dollar. The more the European currency devalues against your U.S. dollar, the higher your profits. if the European currency increases in value while you have your cell open, then your losses increase, and you want to get out of the trade. Now, what we do in IML, we have traders that, we have the big traders that send in signals. That way, while you're not really knowing what you're doing, you can tap into what they're sending so you can earn while you learn. I've been doing it for about going on 2 months now, and I am seeing a profit. There is a lot of things to know, probably more than what I can get to on this talk show. But even, I like to tell people, even those that are kind of skeptical, I like to still tell them about it just in case. I mean, I may be the one that may change your mind or your thoughts about it. Before I used to be, before actually joining IML and becoming a Forex trader, I used to be one of those people that were very skeptical of it. But I think that I was probably approached by the right person, someone who I was familiar with. So that kind of made me more open to it. And then that person that brought me in also was linked to someone who I knew also back in the day, high school. I used to cheer with her. So once I asked her, once I kind of dug into it, I was like, oh, okay, all right. And then even with that IML, they give you a 7-day trial period. So once you buy into the company or whatever, or into actually growing your business, it's a business opportunity. You're your own business in it. And you're also basically paying for the knowledge or whatever, the knowledge that they give you. But I lost my whole train of thought.
So basically what you're saying is explaining it how important, how it can be important and how you can grow from being your own boss.
Right. So you basically you're being your own boss. As I stated before, I was just approached by the right person because at first I thought it was a scam or it was something else or whatever. I'm for real, like, the term "it takes money to make money" is so true. It is so true. And back when I was first approached with it, I was like, to me it didn't make sense. Why do I have to spend money to make money? Although I grew up hearing that, but I just thought that was just something to, you know, something that people said, whatever. I really didn't take it to heart or nothing. But my I have two IG pages. That's THEE, Ebony Element, and Queen, the number 2, A Goddess. If anyone is interested in learning more about it, whether you are all the way open or you're a little skeptical, please hit one of my IG pages up so I can go into detail. I have packets I can send out to you just so you can learn. I have other links that I can give you. I have people that you could talk to who I'm connected with as well, just in case you may be interested, a little bit interested.
So what's the startup cost for something like this?
Well, right now there is a special. It's $200, and then after that is $164 a month. $200, that does sound a lot, but it sounds like a lot, but with the Forex trading, you'll earn that probably within 2 weeks. You'll earn that depending on where, and that's just for a beginner, mind you. You'll probably earn that back in 2 weeks. You also get money in other different ways. There are ways to go around the monthly payment, to get around the monthly payment.
Okay, and then so once you sign up, and you said 2 weeks you'll start sending returns. So do you automatically cash out, or is it like Bitcoins or something like that?
Mm-mm. Well, you have to. It depends on what. Y'all forgive me. I did say I was just starting. It hasn't been 2 months. It's almost been 2 months. But it's the broker.
Okay.
Yeah, the broker. It depends on what broker you're with. You do have to buy Bitcoins, and that's only because you're in virtual money.
Okay, that's
it's the virtual money. So say if I wanted to put in $20 or whatever, you do $20. The easiest way is Cash App. You put in Cash App, you buy the Bitcoin through the Cash App, and then you transfer the Bitcoin over to your broker, if I'm not mistaken. I've only transferred money one time, so I still got money in my account, y'all. I'm growing my account, growing it, trying to, mm-hmm. or whatever. But yeah, and one important thing, one thing that I like to tell people who I talk about it to, because a lot of people, they get so gung-ho on the money, but in Forex, it's about the pips, because 10 pips, that can make you $1, that can make you $5, that can make you $10 or $100. It just depends on how much your account is and how you leverage. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of you do not understand what that means. Hit me up so we can get a better understanding on it and get you tapped in. All
right. Cool. Well, I appreciate you coming out. Yes. Late night on a Tuesday, Wednesday night.
Right.
Calling, you know.
Going out.
Calling, yes, ma'am. I appreciate it. And again, you guys, hit her up on her IG pages. If you have any questions, you can also reach out to me at AnnaStopIt25. That's AnnaStopIt25. And then, of course, the Undateable Chick podcast page. And I also told you guys the hot news I'm going to be talking about that I'm actually going to be launching in January. It's going to be merchandise.
Yay!
So, woo, you guys, so I have a designer I'm working with. We're going to be designing shirts and hats and other little goodies that you guys can buy. Because y'all know this podcast needs to grow. I need some more equipment. And I think the best way to do that, I try to ask for donations. But y'all not giving no money up like that. Which I understand, you know. So, I'm going to get some merchandise that you guys can buy. Again, I appreciate you guys supporting me, listening to the podcast. And actually, you guys, we are growing. And I got people looking at me that I didn't even know that was looking at me. And people really interested in what I got to talk about. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, this platform came to me in my brain, honey. You know, that's why, you know, when stuff bad happens to you in your life, going back to that guy who broke my heart, if he never would have broken my heart, I would have never came up with Undateable Chick. I would have never came up with this platform. I would have never spoke out on how I feel, how other people feel who hadn't found a successful relationship. And even with this show, I have been able to learn by taking on the information that from the male's perspective, which is our top ranked show. That's our top ranked segment. People love that, those segments. Learning from what the guys are telling me, and you know, learning okay, so even if a guy don't answer the phone, it don't mean necessarily that he's dealing with somebody else. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It can mean they sleep, or it can mean that he busy, or he at work, whatever. So it helped me to stop overthinking, dealing with, you know, asking guys questions and stuff like that, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So yeah, so I've learned from the podcast, and I appreciate you guys listening. And we got some juicy stuff coming up, so just stay tuned with us. And that's it. So good night.
Good night.
Undateable Chase. Woo! Sex has been a topic that nobody wants to talk about. It's too much. It's too harsh. They don't need it. Till now. TSC, let's go. Safe sex. Practice safe sex. Safe sex. Practice safe sex. Love yourself. Know what you're worth. Hey, protect yourself. There ain't no do-overs. Condom only. Forget it. Condom only. Condom only. Forget it. Condom only. Safe sex. Practice safe sex. Safe sex. Practice safe sex. Two girls looking kind of fly. Was a virgin, the other I think is not. They looking at me, winking then smile. Hormones raging, woo they going wild. It's going down, but wait, don't have a condom. Should I go ahead or just think it over? STD, HIV, whoa, no do over. She say it's cool, I say no, girl, it's a rubber. Rick Taylor, hottest guy in town. He's so fly and he always looking fine. Looking at me, I'm looking at him too. We connected, I was smiling, boo. He calling, I think we ready. My ready is not his ready. Girlfriend is what I'm thinking. Bedmate is all on his mind. Safe sex, practice safe sex. safe sex. Practice safe sex. Love yourself. Know what you're worth. Protect yourself. You can do better. You know, sex is not the only thing you can get from a relationship. There's more. Hey. Safe sex. Practice safe sex. Safe sex. Practice safe sex. Love yourself. Know what you're worth. Protect yourself. There ain't no do-overs. Safe sex. Practice safe sex. Safe sex. Practice safe sex. No do-overs. Know what you're worth. Hey. No do-overs. Know what you're worth. TSC, the sex educators on your line. Hey.